And we start this Tuesday, Ozarks at Large, with news that Mitsubishi's grand plans for a wind turbine plant in Fort Smith are being, as the company puts it, mothballed. When announced in 2009, the plant was expected to eventually employ 400 people. Mitsubishi now says a stagnant market for the wind turbines means the plans in Fort Smith are on hold. Michael Tilley with the City Wire has been following the Mitsubishi saga since it began. He's updating the story at thecitywire.com. He's with me on the phone. Michael, we were both in attendance at that announcement slash pep rally back in fall of 2009. What's happened since?
Yes. Apparently what starts with a bang sometimes ends with a whimper. I think that's what we have. Kyle, it didn't take long. We had that event in October. In December, we were already hearing concerns about whether the plant would open. It started with legal battles between Mitsubishi and GE over patents related to the process and related to the equipment that potentially was supposed to be produced here in Fort Smith. And then the wind turbine market, the wind energy market, began to fall away. Some of that was related to concerns about whether Congress would extend the production tax credit, which has been an incentive for some of these companies to get in on the market before the infrastructure, before a lot of the technology is in place to make it profitable. So, unfortunately, those are 400 jobs that aren't coming. I talked to someone this morning, and they said, "Well, if you're looking for some positive, the only positive is that those jobs weren't in place, and then we lost them."
So they were figurative jobs, I guess, but still, it comes the timing is poor.
It's very poor, Kyle. The Fort Smith metro area is at one of the lowest employment levels since early 1998, roughly 14 years ago. Whirlpool's pulling out in June. We just heard a few days ago that the Bremner cracker plant in Poteau, which is very near Fort Smith, is going to close in June also. That's roughly 1,300 jobs that are going away in June. And these 400 jobs, not only is 400 a good number, but these were on average expected to pay $18 an hour. Those are very healthy jobs and would have been proved a big benefit to the Fort Smith area. But not now. Now, the Mitsubishi, everyone, the mantra we're hearing, Kyle, is that, hey, we're not killing it. We're just mothballing it. This thing could still happen. If the market comes back, we're going to plug all that in and move on like we'd planned. So I guess it's one of those keep your fingers crossed kind of deals.
The city and state pretty much powerless, though, to try to do anything to shorten that mothballing?
I think so. I think the factors that cause Mitsubishi to mothball are to some extent global, and the state and the local economic development officials could be geniuses, but I just don't know how you overcome all of those myriad of factors, with some of them being global, some of them congressional action or inaction, however you want to look at it. It was a perfect storm of the wrong factors that came together. So I think maybe we're going to have to we will require a perfect storm of the good factors to overcome that.
I know you're updating the story as it develops on thecitywire.com, and imagine you'll discuss it somewhat on this weekend's edition of the City Wire on Channel 5.
Yes, we plan to. Darren Bob with Channel 5 plan to talk about it, just kind of give an update also. That will then be on the show for Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Michael Tilley with thecitywire.com. Thank you for your time.
All right. You're welcome.